Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And the last time Wikipedia founder Jimmy Wales was on our show was last July, on the heels of the big Wikipedia conference in, of all places, Egypt. Jimmy was arguing for the importance of bringing Wikipedia and other collaborative technology to the Arabic-speaking world. And, of course, we were recently given evidence of just how important technology is in those parts during the aftermath of the Iranian elections, when Twitter and blogs became such a critical force within and without that country. So Jimmy Wales is back with us now. He's in town for the Wiki conference taking place this weekend at NYU. Jimmy Wales, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And we'll talk in a second about the conference and what the hot topics are these days in Wiki world. But tell us first, was Wikipedia itself a contested space during the Iranian elections?
So actually, that's a really good question. And one of the things that I did while all that was going on, I was very curious as to what was going on in the Iranian Wikipedia, Farsi language Wikipedia, in terms of reporting on the election itself. How were they reporting it? What were they saying? How did it compare to the English version? And of course, you would naturally have a couple of concerns. One, would they be really activists, who are protesting the election through Wikipedia? Or the other would be the opposite, you know, are they so, you know, feeling very controlled and so on, so they wouldn't even report on it? So I had a friend who is a fluent Farsi speaker translate the article for me, and she translated it. She tried to translate it very literally, because, I mean, translation is always a difficult thing, but just a very literal translation. And it was actually perfectly fine. It was very similar to the English version. They reported on the facts in a very neutral way. So it seemed like it was a place where, at least in this the particular revision that she translated anyway, I don't know how contentious things had been, was kind of what you would hope for from Wikipedia. A basic reporting on what's going on and not a lot of inflammatory language or anything like that. So pretty pleased, actually, with
now,
that.
Now, the biggest news in what you just said for many of our listeners may be that there is a Farsi language Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
As we know, the billions or trillions or however many words it is of Wikipedia, open source encyclopedia type entries on any topic under the sun, on the English language version. How many languages have these things?
Well, so we're in about over 170 languages now have at least 1,000 articles. So altogether, there's 250 or something sites set up, but many of those are still quite small with under 1,000 articles. So 1,000 articles is not much of an encyclopedia, but that's kind of a number I watch, because once I know there are 1,000 entries in a particular language, that means there's a community there. They're starting to think about how they can improve things and what are the next steps and things like that. So very, very global. And in fact, in Farsi, I'm not sure the exact number, but they're up around getting close to 100,000 entries.
Anyway. And we saw the traditional media really lean heavily on new media sources, particularly Twitter, during the aftermath of the election. And they got a lot of flack. CNN had to put up a little icon on the screen saying unverified information. Mm. And, of course, this has been a Wikipedia question all along. So were you chuckling when you saw everybody go nuts over Twitter? Or do you feel like it was a step forward for amateur information gathering? Or what were you thinking?
Well, I mean, it's really interesting because Wikipedia is very different from something like blogs or Twitter or what have you. In particular, the community is really quite firm about the need for good quality sources. And so we wouldn't take a report from Twitter, at least not unless it's corroborated or something like this, as being something that you would put into Wikipedia. It's just not a valid source. But that's because we're at a different point in the information chain. You know, we're trying to be an encyclopedia, trying to be a really solid, stable kind of place. It is really interesting, though, this idea, which everybody's been talking about for how many years and years and years, about how all of these new communication tools are really breaking down the hierarchical flow of information and really allowing point-to-point communication. And there's a lot of positive things about that and some negative things. One of the positive things, of course, is people in Iran were able to get information out in a very effective way. On the other hand, there was a lot of misinformation, a lot of misunderstandings, a lot of noise in that whole process. And it really still takes a lot of effort to filter that kind of information and knowledge. And so, it's interesting. I've really been watching the whole Twitter phenomenon and really thinking about, what are the good and the bad of it. And there was an incident, I don't know, maybe a month or two ago. I don't remember exactly. It was the tag people were tagging all of their little Twitter messages was Amazon fail. And what had happened is over a weekend, Amazon had apparently inadvertently removed a lot of gay and lesbian books from the search engine. Basically, what apparently happened after the fact was they had been doing some cataloging to sort of have a little bit more family-safe search, and accidentally these books, which are not porn books or anything, right? They're on this topic. They got filtered out, and people were outraged by this. And what was really interesting about it was how much of a lynch mob it actually turned into. People were very angry. They're talking about boycotting Amazon and sort of people are getting themselves organized and in a frenzy when, in fact, if you know anything about Jeff Bezos, you know anything about Amazon, they're a very progressive company. Like, this isn't their style. He's not some kind of, right-winger who wants to censor gay literature.
So there are positive elements of sociology when the crowd is in charge. People collaborate. People fix things without an authority figure, make them better, build. And there are negative things.
Yeah.
People are subject to mob mentality just as in any other context.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, people, it's easy to get caught up in the emotion of the moment, and it's kind of feels really good, like, this is exploding online, and we're all going to take part in this, and we're going to force Amazon to change, when in fact, like, Amazon was like, oh, well, we feel really stupid, but, like, whatever.
So you have this Wiki conference at NYU on Saturday. You're going to be doing a keynote address in the morning, I understand, open to the public?
Yes.
As would befit the Wiki ethic. And one of the topics is neutrality. You mentioned the word neutrality a moment ago. Is that an ethic that you try to adhere to at Wikipedia? Along the lines of what you were saying before, you try to making it a very credible, footnoted reference source. And is it hard to maintain neutrality?
So, yeah, neutrality has always been one of our really fundamental core principles. It was one of the things that when I launched the project, I said, the neutral point of view policy is non-negotiable. Like, that's not even on the table to discuss when we're thinking about changing policies in this, that, and the other way. It's really core to who we are and what we're trying to do. Now, it's interesting because it is hard to achieve neutrality. It's sometimes hard to even describe or figure out what neutrality is in certain contexts and certain circumstances. Although, surprisingly enough, and this has, for me, been one of the great things that I've learned from Wikipedia from the very early days, pretty much most people get it. Most people get it, and most topics people understand. If you think about some entry like George W. Bush, right? Obviously, or Obama now would be a similar situation. Obviously, the president of the United States is always going to be controversial in some ways to somebody, and there's going to be contentious views around how to describe things. But most people get that Wikipedia should be neutral. And so sometimes it's been reported in the media that, oh, well, George W. Bush is the most controversial entry in Wikipedia because it's the most edited. Well, yes, it's edited a lot. I'm not sure. Actually, I haven't seen the statistics if Obama's overtaken now, because part of the reason, though, that the President of the United States article gets edited a lot is that there's news every day. There's something new happening all the time. And it's a really important job. But within the community, if you talk within the community and say, well, what are some problems that people often imagine that the internal editorial struggle is going to be somehow the party of the left and the party of the right duking it out over the entries. But in fact, most of the community would say, ho-hum, George W. Bush, it's really not that interesting a problem. Like everybody knows, yes, you're going
to— various points of view.
Yeah, various points of view, and you have to describe them all fairly. And of course, we can quibble over the words forever, but it's not that hard. Where it gets a lot harder is in, more obscure areas, or obscure to most Wikipedians. So, you know, things about the Turkey and Armenia and the genocide question, that's an eternal battlefield that most people don't know much about, but the people who do know about it are very passionate about it.
And it's hard to moderate that
exactly.
in a neutral way when the moderators are not the experts. I want to get in a David Rode question before we run out of time. The New York Times reporter who was kidnapped in Afghanistan by the Taliban, and the Times worked with other news outlets to keep this secret for his safety. And after Rode was released, Times editor Bill Keller talked about how difficult it was to keep the news off Wikipedia in particular for all those months. Were you in on those discussions?
Yeah. That was a really interesting set of events. So, the reporter David Rode had been kidnapped, and there had been a couple of little reports about it, but in sources that wouldn't normally be maybe reliable, maybe not reliable, but it's the sort of thing like we don't know this Afghan news service very well. If they report something and nobody else follows up on it, we wouldn't necessarily think that that would be valid. We would say they may have made an error, like we don't know. But I actually personally knew because the New York Times contacted me and they said, well, what can we do? And I said, wow, that's going to be kind of tough because if it's out there, it's going to be hard to keep it out of Wikipedia. And I actually thought at the time, I said, well, you know, I'll talk to an admin, and somebody looked at it and took the information out and protected the article and did so within the rules of Wikipedia because the sourcing wasn't good. We didn't have a valid source. So that was all fine. And I thought this is going to last for like 3 days. You know, I thought they're going to be able to keep it quiet over the weekend, but it's going to break. It's too big a story. It's too interesting. How they managed to do this with all of these different news organizations is a bit mind-boggling. But one of the interesting things, if we think philosophically about how this works, it's easy enough, and this is exactly what the New York Times said, it's easy enough to call up a professional colleague at a competitor even and say, hey, look, this is our guy, and the FBI or whoever, you know, the experts are telling us we need to keep it quiet if we can because it's going to increase his value. Can you help out? And they agree to do it because it's a top-down editorial structure.
Right.
With blogs, with Wikipedia, it's really hard.
Really hard because anybody who you don't have control of might have been putting it in. Just 10 seconds. Did you have any qualms about squelching any kind of information, including that?
Well, what made this particularly easy in this case is that they were so effective at keeping out everywhere else, and so there weren't valid sources. And we wouldn't allow random blog speculation. Would not be sufficient to put something into a biography. So that made it a lot easier. I actually think the puzzle is what if, right? And that's the question: what if there were valid sources, would we have been able to do it? Would we have agreed to do it? And I think the answer is it wouldn't really come up because if there's valid sources, then the same thing, like the Associated Press is not going to keep it quiet if it's being run in lots of
newspapers.
And we
have to leave it there because we're out of time.
Yes.
Jimmy Wales, founder of Wikipedia. He'll be speaking at New York at a Wiki conference on Saturday. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.